This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The restaurant industry, the city of Denver, and Democrats are staunchly divided over a new bill that would change how restaurant workers are paid in the state. Here's CPR's Haley May.
The proposal would lower the hourly pay rate for tipped employees in cities with higher minimum wages, like Boulder and Denver, so workers statewide would make $11.79 plus tips an hour. Proponents say it would help restaurants by reducing labor costs, but in Denver specifically, it could mean about a $4 pay cut for people like bartenders and baristas. Denver City Council is against it. Member Sarah Parody.
I am astounded and, as a local legislator, insulted by the idea that the state of Colorado would force its biggest and most expensive city to directly cut worker pay by thousands of dollars per year.
Meanwhile, the mayor's office says it wants the bill to advance and to be used to give cities autonomy on tipped wages. Haley May, CPR News.
Two Colorado hospitals plan to resume some gender-affirming care as the state joined others in challenging a White House executive order. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Earlier this month, Denver Health and Children's Hospital Colorado said they were altering their policies to halt that care for those under 19. The move came after an executive order signed in late January by President Donald Trump to stop gender-affirming medical treatments for children and teenagers under that age. Colorado joined other states in challenging the move, which resulted in a temporary block on the executive order. In statements, both hospitals said patients under 19 will be able to continue to receive puberty blockers and hormone therapy.
That's CPR's John Daly. This is KRCC and CPR News.